Josh Blackman, do we need another white guy on the Supreme Court?
Oh, what a loaded question.
But it's an honest one. I mean, isn't there room for more diversity on the Supreme Court?
Oh, I think there's room for geographic diversity as well. In fact, Judge Gorsuch is the first person not from a coast to be nominated since John Roberts.
And he's a white guy. I mean, there have got to be conservative jurors who are women, who are people of color. They may not lean as far to the right as Judge Gorsuch does. And, you know, depending on how far afield you have to cast a net, you might have to cast a wide net. But is it real? Aren't there anybody we could pick other than another white guy?
So if you want to go back some history, there were a couple prominent minority judges on the Bush administration who appointed that did not go well. Miguel Estrada, for example, was a lawyer who was appointed to the D.C. Circuit. He was a Honduran immigrant with a wonderful story. The Democrats realized he might be a future Supreme Court nominee, so they filibustered him. They put him through hell. Janice Rogers Brown, another African-American female, had a great record. California Supreme Court Justice, she was put through hell. So I think the pipeline perhaps dried up a bit because Democrats recognize that these might be viable candidates. But with all respect, Judge Gorsuch is very well qualified. He comes from the middle of America, has great values, I think will bring a lot of new insights to the court.
Well, then let me flip it around a little bit to either you, Elizabeth, or you, Kenneth. What difference does it make? If the primary responsibility is to have someone who interprets the law as the law is intended and not to bring their own political litmus tests into it, why does the complexion of the court even matter?
I think obviously anyone, no matter what they look like, what nation they're from, in their ancestry, should be focused on the Constitution and the law. But I think that, as we've seen with some of the recent opinions, it does make a difference if you have a broad view of the reality in which law plays out on the ground. We've seen some very powerful opinions from Justice Sotomayor on the way that policing, and particularly intrusive policing, violent policing, affects communities of color. And I think that was very powerful, not just in informing the way that the law and the opinions were written from the Supreme Court, but in the way that people hear the Supreme Court speaking to them. The way that she writes, I think the affirmative action case is another example, is something that people can see themselves in, they can see their experience reflected in, and that's incredibly important when you have the Supreme Court issuing opinions that govern the most intimate aspects of our lives. And I disagree that there aren't any conservatives out there who are people of color or women on the bench because of, yes, there were a couple nominations. There was one, Miguel Estrada didn't work. Judge Brown is on the bench. So he could have picked someone who was not another white guy.
Ken Jost?
Gorsuch also scores zero on two other aspects of diversity, socioeconomic. So he comes from a, you know, upper middle class family. The candidate who apparently came in second, Thomas Hardiman, federal appeals court judge in Pittsburgh, blue collar background, worked his way through law school by driving a cab. And Judge Hardiman had a record of representing the immigrant community here in Washington, D.C., with a legal aid outfit called Ayuda, which in Spanish means help. There's nobody on the court right now other than Sotomayor with a solid record, and Justice Ginsburg, I guess, with a solid record of pro bono work as a lawyer. Justice Ginsburg, Women's Rights Project with the ACLU before going on the bench, and Justice Sotomayor with the Puerto Rican Legal Defense Fund in New York.